主内弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
今天我们的崇拜非常高兴能够邀请到我们的来自台湾台北飞飞艺术团队跟我们诗班一起来献诗。
And this morning we are really indeed thankful and pleased to have Feifei choir from Taipei to actually sing praises to God together with our choir.
昨天晚上我相信在座很多弟兄姐妹们都有来聆听过他们的这个演唱会。
And I'm certain that a lot of our brothers and sisters in presence this morning attended the concert that they held last night here in this sanctuary.
今天中午呢，我们还有另外一场的这个亲子诗歌音乐会。
And this afternoon, right after the service, we'll have another concert by them as well.
欢迎大家待会一起上来十二点半，在这一起来聆听这个音乐会。
And certainly, we invite all to stay behind and join us in this concert at 12:30 after our service.
让我们再一次的祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的父神。
Dear Father.
感谢你让我们今天有这个家庭主日的这个敬拜。
And we thank you again this morning for giving this opportunity to celebrate the Family Day service.
让我们能够彼此的邀请家人来到我们当中，以参与这个崇拜。
And give us this opportunity to invite our family members to actually participate in this service together.
让我们在宣讲你的话语和聆听你话语的时候，愿你的灵在我们当中运行，在我们心里动工。
And as we listen to your words and ponder upon your words, we pray that, Lord, indeed your spirit will continue to work in our hearts and move our hearts.
不论是讲的、听的，都得蒙你的祝福。
And whether the words, the ones who are speaking or the ones who are listening, we pray, Lord, indeed your blessings will be upon them.
从你的话语中得到帮助。
And we'll be able to seek help and support from the words that we hear.
如此祷告，奉我们主耶稣宝贵名求的。
And in Jesus' name, we put this prayer.
Amen. 今天我们所要看的经文是取自约书亚记第24:14-24.
And the passage we'll be studying this morning is taken from the book of Joshua, chapter 24:14-24.
14-24先以华语由我来念，19-24，我们请明审弟兄来帮我们念。第14，现在你们要敬畏耶和华，诚心诚意侍奉他，除掉你们列祖在大河那边和在埃及侍奉的神明，侍奉耶和华。若你们认为侍奉耶和华不好，今日就可以选择所要侍奉的，是你们列祖在大河那边所侍奉的神明，或是你们所住这地亚摩利人的神明呢？至于我和我家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。百姓回答说，我们绝不离弃耶和华去侍奉别神，因为耶和华我们的神曾领我们和我们的祖宗从埃及地为奴之家出来，在我们眼前行的那些大神迹，并在我们所行的一切路上和所经过的各民族中保护了我们。耶和华又把各民族和住此地亚摩利人都从我们面前赶出去，所以我们也必侍奉耶和华，因为他是我们的神。
Verse 19, Joshua said to the people, "You are not able to serve the Lord. He is a holy God. He is a jealous God. He will not forgive your rebellion and your sins. If you forsake the Lord and serve foreign gods, he will turn and bring disaster on you and make an end of you after it's been good to you." But the people said to Joshua, "No, we will serve the Lord." Then Joshua said, "You are witnesses against yourselves that you have chosen to serve the Lord." "Yes, we are witnesses," they replied. "Now then," said Joshua, "throw away the foreign gods that are among you and yield your hearts to the Lord, the God of Israel." Verse 24, and the people said to Joshua, "We will serve the Lord our God and obey him."
这是圣经的话语。
These are the words of God.
在我们刚才所读的经文当中，我们最熟悉和喜爱的一句话，应该就是第十五节的下半节：至于我和我家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。
The passage that we just read this morning, I'm certain that the phrase that we are familiar with, our beloved verse, is taken from the second half of verse 15. As for me and my household, we will serve the Lord.
许多基督徒呢，也都会将这句话可能写在各种的这个装饰品上，然后将它呢布置在家里，或者是将它悬挂在这个家的门口。
And I'm certain many Christians have this verse etched in some form on decorative accessories or wall art displayed in their homes or suspended or hanged over their doors.
可能可以作为提醒，或者是说表示一种的决定，我和我家侍奉耶和华。
Perhaps this could serve as a reminder or an expression of a decision that was taken by the family as of the resolve or the commitment for the family to serve the God, serve our Lord.
但愿今天能够再次的借助这段经文呢，让我们可以再次的去思考说，究竟耶稣呀是基于哪些的原因所出说，至于我和我家，我们必定侍奉耶和华这一句话。
And perhaps through the passage that we're studying this morning, it will give us an opportunity again to reflect, to meditate on exactly what were the underlying reasons that Joshua had to express this acknowledgement for his family and his household to serve the Lord.
或当我们肯定说要选择去侍奉上帝，甚至说也像以色列人一样愿意说作证立约，那么我们的这样的家庭呢，应该具有哪一些的生活的这个模式？
And when we have made this commitment, this determination to serve God, to the point of perhaps like the Israelites entering into a covenant with God, what exactly are these life structures and our walk of faith for this family or for this household?
当我们要去看或听第十四节的经文的信息之前呢，我们也必须要了解，就是在一到十三节，耶稣呀，他说了什么的话。
And before we actually try to understand this, starting from verse 14, we should probably study the pretext from verse 1 to 13 exactly. What were the context that these verses were spoken?
因为在前面的一到十三节呢，可以帮助我们进一步的去了解说耶稣呀，他做出这个选择和决定的这个原因。
Because the verses that come before, verses 1 through 13, it will give us an opportunity to deepen our understanding as to the underlying basis for Joshua's decision and choice.
在这个一到十三节就是告诉我们说，耶稣呀呢，将以色列众支派的军政和民事的领导者呢，都聚集了在当时候的所谓宗教圣地示剑这个地方。
So verses 1 to 13 told us that Joshua had summoned all the elders of the tribes of Israel, the heads, the judges, the officers at this place called Sichem, which is a place of rich religious history for the Israelites.
然后来向众人呢述说关于以色列的历史，来去述算上帝丰盛的这个恩典。
And to chronicle, to take Israel back to her roots, her history, and to recount all of God's grace and acts of wonders for them.
四剑呢是在以巴路山和基利心山的这个中间。
So Sichem was a town actually that's wedged between Mount Abel and Mount Gerizim.
而他们这一次选择在四剑呢，或许是有以下几个的因素。
And this decision to actually select this location, Sichem, perhaps was driven by a few of these factors.
这个地方呢，是上帝曾经向亚伯兰应许说，把这个迦南赐给他，并他首次呢在这里建了一个祭坛来敬拜上帝。
So this was where God had affirmed His divine promise of Canaan, the promised land to Abraham, and also the location where Abraham built his first altar for Him on this land.
雅各呢，也同样在这地方建了祭坛，然后甚至劝勉他的一家呢要离弃偶像。
And Jacob as well had built an altar in Sichem, and he commanded all of his household to purge idolatry and bury their idols.
如果你看这个约书亚记第八章呢，也告诉我们说，耶稣呀也曾经呢在此来引领以色列人来去做这个守这个约的这个仪式。
And if we have read Joshua chapter 8, it tells us as well that Joshua had led the Israelites to present themselves before God at this location and to renew the covenant.
所以呢，耶稣啊召集他们之后，就看他们先从他们的祖先在大河那边呢敬拜多神， 然后到亚伯拉罕被呼召说起。
So at the onset, Joshua first reminded Israel that their forefathers had originated from the other sides of the river, the Euphrates, worship pagan gods, and to the calling of Abraham.
然后呢，又讲到雅各下到埃及，还有呢，神怎样借着摩西带领以色列人被拯救出来，出这个埃及和经过红海。
Then it spoke about Jacob being sent to Egypt, as well as Moses delivering the Israelites out of Egypt and the crossing of the Red Sea.
然后借着说他们在旷野行走了40年，有蒙上帝不断的供应，有这个玛纳和这个所谓的鹌鹑给予他们吃。
And thereafter, he spoke about how they wandered in the wilderness for 40 days, but yet God had provided sufficiently for them manna and quail.
透过这一切的事情的讲述呢，是要写明说大人上帝的这个恩惠和眷顾领到以色列人。
So all these which had transpired, what he had shared, were a manifestation of the Almighty God's grace and concern and care for the Israelites.
然后到了迦南地之后呢，以色列人跟当地的不同的王啦、啊、或者族群征战，上帝呢也都一一的来为他们征战，使以色列得胜，甚至将这个土地呢赐给了他们做这个基业。
So having entered Canaan, the Israelites were at war with different tribes, different kings, and one after another, God gave them over to Israel. So the Israelites will prevail, emerge victorious, and take possession of this land which God had promised them.
所以弟兄姐妹们，当我们听到这些话的时候，我们会想说，约书亚为什么要向他们叙述这一些上帝救恩和眷顾的这个历史呢？
And when you hear these words, you start to wonder why did Joshua have to go through this rich history to share with them what God had done for their forefathers?
弟兄姐妹们，你们觉得为什么约书亚要好像好像有点唠叨，在重复述说以色列人的救恩的历史和眷顾他们的历史呢？
So brothers and sisters, why do you think Joshua here seemed to be quite repetitive, having to recount the histories that the Israelites had with God?
为什么呢？
Why do you think that's the case?
因为有几个方面，一方面是说他们当中有许多呢是属于新一代的以色列人。
There are a few factors. First, there are actually a new generation of Israelites among them.
因为我们知道那个旧一代的从埃及出来的几乎都全部都死了。
And we recall that those who had actually been rescued out of Egypt, most of them had passed on at that time.
而以书亚认为说，这新一代的以色列人，他们需要再被提醒和多了解这些的历史。
And from Joshua's perspective, he felt that this young generation, this new generation, need to be reminded and provided with a more in-depth understanding of the history.
而另一方面呢，我们也知道说，当时有一些人已经离弃了所谓的敬拜上帝，他们选择来去敬拜当地的这个偶像。
And we also were aware that there are quite a few among them who had abandoned Yahweh in favor of worshiping idols or pagan gods at that time.
约书亚认为说这是一个非常严重的这个问题，所以希望说能够借这个机会，能够可以将他们挽回来。来去继续敬拜上帝。
And Joshua felt that this was certainly an issue of grave concern and hoped to use this opportunity to try to restore them back onto the right path.
所以当约书亚呢向他们叙述了上帝过去的眷顾和祝福之后呢，就来到我们今天所看的经文第十四节。
So after having recounted God's past blessings and care and concern for the Israelites, this is when we actually arrive at verse 14 that we studied this morning.
从第十四节的开始呢，我们看到他提出了三个选项的挑战，要当时候的以色列民做出这个选择。
And right at the onset, verse 14, Joshua put forth this challenge in the form of three choices which Israelites at the time had to decide upon.
第一个就是他们可以选择侍奉他们的祖先亚伯拉罕在大河那一边的这个偶像。
First, they might choose to serve the gods which their forefathers had served. They were on the other side of the river.
第二个选择,
the second choice,
可以说去选择侍奉被打败的亚摩利人的所拜的这个神明。
They could choose to serve the gods of the Amorites whom they have defeated.
第三个选择,
and the third choice,
就是侍奉耶和华,
to serve our God, the Lord.
而我们经文告诉我们说约书亚呢，是因着他自己亲身经历过上帝的这个拯救，也更看见了上帝在各样事情上来去彰显他奇妙的作为，所以他就先表明自己和他的家人说， 必定是选择侍奉上帝。
And the passage tells us that Joshua had personally experienced God's rescue, his redemption. He had witnessed God's manifestations and various acts of miracle, and therefore he first expressed that they were, his and his household were compelled to serve the Lord.
弟兄姐妹们，今天若是让你做出选择，你会选择哪一项？
And brothers and sisters, we put forth the same challenge in front of you today. Which one would you have picked?
可以举手给我看一下吗？一还是二还是三？啊，给我举手看一下吗？一还是二还是三？举手就好了。
Raise hands, just one, two, or three. Just,
感谢神，我们看到很多都是举三。
And certainly thank God that a lot of the threes that we've seen.
在当时的众支派的领袖呢，和百姓确实也是选了第三项。
And certainly there was also the decision made by the leaders, the elders, as well as the tribes, back then.
在第十六节、十七节、十八节，他说。百姓回答说：“我们绝不离弃耶和华去侍奉神，因为耶和华我们的上帝曾领我们和我们的祖宗从埃及地为奴之家出来，在我眼前行了那些大神迹，并在我们所行的一切路上和所经过的民族中保护了我们。耶和华又把各民族和住此地亚摩利人都从我们面前赶走去，所以我们必侍奉耶和华，因为他是我们的上帝。”
Because in verse 16, the people answered, Far be it from us to forsake the Lord to serve other gods. It was the Lord our God himself who brought us and our parents up out of Egypt from the land of slavery and performed those great signs before our eyes. He protected us on our entire journey among all the nations through which we traveled. Verse 18, And the Lord drove out from before us all the nations, including the Amorites who lived in the land. We too will serve the Lord because he is our God.
但是耶稣啊，他在第十九节他是说了这一句话，他说你们不能侍奉耶和华。
Yet Joshua said to his people in verse 19, You are not able to serve or you cannot serve the Lord.
奇怪，你会觉得说为什么耶稣啊在这里呢却说他们不能侍奉耶和华呢？
And perhaps it's somewhat of a surprising to us, why did Joshua seem to urge them not to make this choice to serve the Lord?
为什么耶稣好像说要劝他们说不要选择去侍奉耶和华？
Why did Joshua seem to be actually making an attempt to dissuade them from serving God?
为什么呢？
Why is that the case?
因为这是需要付上很高的代价。
Because such a decision, such a choice to serve the Lord is a costly one.
耶稣啊，希望说在他们说要选择之前呢再去慎重的考虑，你是不是要选择侍奉耶和华
？So Joshua wants them to put serious consideration and ponder upon this before making this call.
耶稣啊，告诉他们说，他们的决定可以为他们带来极大的祝福。
So Joshua told them this decision will bring about rich rewards and great blessings.
同时呢，也会带来这个可能祸患，因为上帝是神圣的神，凡敬拜跟随他的呢。必须要有圣洁的生活。
And yet at the same time could also bring about disastrous calamities because our God is a holy God and there's a need to lead holy lives for those who obey and worship Him.
第二，耶稣也告诉他们说，我们的上帝是忌邪的神。
And second, Joshua told them our God is also a jealous God.
什么是忌邪的神呢？
What does it mean to be, for Him to be a jealous God?
就是说，这位上帝他不能够容忍以色列人说选择侍奉他之后呢，又再去侍奉其他的神明。
Because he will not stand for the Israelites to choose to serve pagan or foreign gods again after having committed to serve him.
他们若是说离弃耶和华去侍奉外邦的神呢，耶和华在降福之后呢，也必转而降祸给他们。
So if they were to forsake Yahweh again to serve pagan gods, after having bestowed blessings upon them, he would turn and bring about disasters upon them.
所以耶稣亚呢，就要他们好好的想清楚，你们是否真的要选择侍奉耶和华。
So therefore, Joshua wants them to seriously consider this before making this call to serve the Lord.
弟兄姐妹们，当这些以色列人百姓听了之后，他们的回答是什么？
So what was the final call made by these people after having heard all these?
他们的回答是什么？
What was the response?
他们的回答的决定就是说，除掉他们中间外邦的神，专心归向耶和华，必侍奉耶和华， 听从他的话。
And their response to throw away the foreign gods that were among them, yield their hearts to the Lord, to serve the Lord, their God, our God, and obey him.
并且呢，他们也为这件事情呢，来去立约，跟或者是说来去作证。
And certainly they made a covenant as well in relation to this at this location.
弟兄姐妹们，来到这的时候，我再问大家，就是你们是否跟之前的决定一样，还是说是继续说，至于我和我家，我们必定侍奉耶和华呢？
Brothers and sisters, at this juncture, let me pose this question again to you. Is your response or decision the same as before? As for me and my household, I'll serve the Lord.
因为当你说我和我家必定侍奉耶和华的时候呢，我们是需要付出很高的代价的。
Because when we say this, when my household and I will serve the Lord, there's a costly, expensive price to pay.
请问你到现在还是继续肯定是说我和我家必定侍奉耶和华吗？
Is this the decision that you're still affirming that you and your household will continue to serve the Lord?
或许我们可能在做决定之前，我们还会想要多了解什么叫做侍奉。
Perhaps before we make this call, we should think about what exactly it means to serve.
弟兄姐妹们，侍奉是指什么呢？
What exactly is meant by the term to serve or serving?
而这个词在旧约和新约呢，都有多方面的这个解释跟定义。
And there are different explanations or definitions if we study both the Old Testament and the New Testament.
而且呢，在旧约的希伯来文跟新约的希腊文里面呢，都有不同的字，然后被使用，然后被解释成这个侍奉。
So different words were used and actually interpreted both in the Old Testament Hebrew language as well as the New Testament Greek language as a term serve.
中文的翻译都大部分都是用侍奉这个字。
And in Chinese is somewhat more of a soul translation.
而这些的字呢，其中要带出来意涵是什么呢？侍奉是指什么呢？
So what exactly is meant by the term to serve or serving?
我举一两个例子给大家说，它是指呢一切都照做他的意思呢，去行走跟做事。
That in all things we walk and we act according to His will.
而从出埃及记里面，我们也可以看到侍奉是指什么呢？就是为上帝去办事或者去服侍我们的上帝。
And if you look at the book of Exodus, what exactly is meant by to serve? To render our service to God and to serve Him.
而在新约里面呢，也有些字来被使用。
In the New Testament as well, certainly some terminologies are used to depict this term serving.
特别是在马太福音呢，侍奉可以是指说，好像如祭司般的来去侍奉，来去敬拜。
And the book of Matthew is taken as a characteristic of someone being enslaved, and to serve as a slave.
还有就是说，第四就是好像具有被奴役，做奴仆来侍奉一下，好像这个奴仆这样来去侍奉一个主人。
The fourth is to to serve, taking the characteristic of being enslaved and to serve as a slave.
Yeah. 所以我们从这样一个旧约和新约里面所提到的一些的经节和使用不同的字来表达侍奉这个方面来看的时候呢，
So we've taken from the verses from both the Old Testament and New Testament the various wording to express this notion of service.
侍奉是指什么呢？就是照做上帝的心意去行走去做事情。
In a nutshell, is to walk and act according to His will.
而侍奉呢，是我们单一去侍奉他，任他而用，然后呢，也将身体献上来去专心的来去侍奉和敬拜他。
To before Him, to just serve Him as the sole focus and to be at His disposal.
所以呢，若我和我家表示说决定了选择必定侍奉耶和华这位神呢，我们的家庭生活就是要学习去敬畏他，并且要真心实意的去侍奉他。
So if my household and I have made this choice to serve Yahweh, then in our family's walk of life that we must learn to be God fearing and resolutely and sincerely serve Him.
我们既知道他是圣洁的，是祭邪的神呢，所以我和我的家庭呢，就要说远离罪恶，去过分别为圣的这个生活。
Since we know that He is a holy and a jealous God, then my family and I will have to shun evil and live a life holy and set apart.
而来到现代，我们真的很少说，可能在当中我们所去膜拜我们人所造的偶像。
I think in this day and age, perhaps it's perhaps more seldom that we'll be worshiping man-made idols.
但是我们是否还有一些是上帝不喜欢的东西仍然缠绕着我和我的家呢?
And yet, do we still have any elements which do not delight God and yet remain intertwined with our lives, with our families' lives?
在今天的这个世界里面，基督徒面对的诱惑通常已经不再是祈祷了什么神明。
And I think the temptation that Christians face in this day and age, again, probably not the typical pagan gods that we think about.
而是更多呢，就是所谓的现代偶像来吸引人们的精力的追求。
And indeed, these are perhaps more the modern day idols that being they're being sought after by many.
这要说明，所谓现代偶像不是指什么歌星明星。
And this to be clear, the modern day idols not referring to K-pop celebrities or Taylor Swift and whatnot.
而是说我们心中所渴望得到的东西。
But rather things that we yearn for a desire in our hearts.
所谓现在的偶像呢，很多人可能是认为说，会想到是不是可能是我们的事业、金钱，或者我们的3C的产品等等。
And perhaps most people would think about these many idols. Is it more about career, our wealth, and these consumer electronics products?
然而，根据美国一间的研究机构呢最新的调查显示，是去年做的。 在美国有超过半数的基督教的牧师认为说，
So it is taken from a survey done by a research service in the U.S. that over half of the Christian ministers or pastors in the U.S.
影响信徒最深的现代的偶像的依据呢，就是舒适。
So in order of importance or contribution, from their perspective, the biggest influence on in terms of these modern day idols from Christians' perspective.
排在第二呢，是掌控或者是安全感。
So sense of comfort was first, sense of security was second.
而第三才是金钱。
And wealth actually only came in third.
所谓的舒适呢，就是说很多人不想要离开他们的舒适的圈子里面，希望每天都生活在舒适的圈子里面，而不要走出来。
So by this sense of comfort, it is referring to people tend to want to stay within their comfort zone and not to venture and explore things that are different or new to them.
在我们离开了舒适的时候，我们就会担心，会害怕，怎么办？怎么办？
Because when we leave this comfort zone, we start to fear as to what might actually happen.
这表示说，在我们的生活当中呢，其实充满了各种的所谓的试探。
And therefore, it means that in our lives, we tend to be faced with temptations throughout.
然而，金钱可能是成就，可能是安全感等等。
It perhaps could be wealth, accomplishments, achievements, or sense of security.
这些都是 我们现代人的偶像。
And these are all modern day idols that we're facing with.
当我们把任何事物看得比上帝更重要的时候呢，就如同把它当作偶像来去敬拜。
When you put anything else above and beyond God, it's equivalent to worshipping it as an idol.
刚才我所提到，比如说我们看到有金钱，不是说我们不要去赚取金钱，而是说我们会不会说让所谓的金钱看为更重要过我们的上帝。
And when we talk about wealth or money earlier, it doesn't mean that we should not work to earn, but rather to put wealth or accumulation of wealth above and beyond as a priority above God.
弟兄姐妹们，到这里为止，我再问大家一次，请问你现在的决定是不是还是一样？至于我和我家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。
At this juncture, again, let me ask you and pose this question one more time, that you steadfastly affirm or choose that you and your household will continue to serve the Lord.
你是不是所决定就是我们的家在任何的事上呢都要照着上帝的意思来去行走和做事情？
Do you commit and that you and your household in all matters will act according to the will of God?
然后呢，在上帝的面前呢，我们只会有单一的，还有专心的来去侍奉和敬拜他呢？
That in before God, you would be single-minded and determined and focused on worshiping and serving Him.
我们是不是愿意这么做？
Is this something that we are willing to commit and do?
所以我就在想说，如果做一个家长，
And therefore, as parents, perhaps,
面对说为了要赚取更多的这个钱的时候，
And when we actually strive to make more money,
然后希望说能够想要拥有更好的物质的享受，
And that we want to have ever better materialistic indulgence,
导致没有办法有一个健康的灵修祷告跟敬拜的生活，
To the point of being unable to sustain or maintain a rigorous, nourishing spiritual and prayer life,
或者是说作为孩子们，
or as kids, or as children.
可能为了所要去准备考试啊，而留在选择家里呢，不到教会参加这个主的崇拜或者是服事。
That you, at the expense of church service, worship, you chose to stay home and study or prepare for exams.
因为担心少了几个小时的复习呢，而成绩变得不好。
Because for that, those few hours of perhaps not preparing for exam, you will actually end up getting worse results.
或者是说，在家庭里面大家都非常的忙碌，没有办法聚在一起呢，去举行可能比如说家庭礼拜，一起的拿起圣经来读经阅读，或者彼此的祷告。
Perhaps each of us and each of the family members is just tied up in our own individual pursuits. We don't have the opportunity to sit together for a time of family worship or to study the Bible and or pray for one another.
就算说能够聚在一起吃饭了，大家都是各自看自己的手机，而没有彼此的聊天。
Or even when we are having meals together, each of us is busy with our handsets, looking at social media and so forth.
如果是这样的话，我们就要好好去思考，就是说。这样是不是合乎说，至于我和我家，我们必定侍奉耶和华的选择跟这个决定。
So if this were indeed the case for any of us, we should start to wonder whether these are consistent with this choice of this, this choice and this decision that you and your household, my household and I will continue to serve the Lord.
跟大家分享一个生活的见证。
And I'd like to share a testimony.
我有位姐妹，她是从事就是售卖杂菜饭的。
And we have a sister. She is actually a mixed rice hawker.
她开始的时候就是从可能星期一工作到礼拜天。
So she used to work 7 days a week.
然后呢，她心里面就很难过，就说：“哎呀，我礼拜天没有办法说去敬拜我们的神，因为要工作赚钱。”
Because and she was really upset because even on Sunday she had to work and was unable to worship God in church.
然后他就向神来祷告说：“神啊，你可不可以哦，让我星期一到星期五的生意更好，然后可以补贴星期天，所以我就星期天呢就不要开档，然后就来敬拜神。”
So she then put this in prayer to God. God, can you give me more business from Monday to Friday so as to compensate for Sunday and I would not have to work and be able to worship you?
虽然这个祷告有点怪怪了哦，好像巴金这样哦。
So perhaps it sounds like a strange prayer that you seem to be bargaining with God.
可是我们看到，就是当他祷告之后，他真的发现到，从他祷告之后呢，他的生意星期一到星期五特别的好起来。
And after this prayer, she found that her business indeed from Monday to Friday were actually above average.
而且呢，是连续的几个星期都是这样。
And that continued, persisted for week after week.
所以他最后决定了。
And then she decided.
礼拜天我不开档。
And she would stop opening her store on Sundays.
我就回到教会里面，专心来去敬拜我们的神，去服侍他。
And she would come and worship God on Sundays and serve Him.
这是一个非常好的一个生命见证。
And this is a good testimony, a life testimony.
另外，我们也要知道说，在我们专注侍奉上帝的过程呢，其实家人彼此的包容和体谅也是很重要的。
So in this process of focusing on serving God, I think we should also be mindful of the importance of forbearance for one another or being considerate for one another within the family. That is just equally critical.
以我自己做一个例子。
I'll take myself as an example.
因为经常要专注于这个侍奉，所以有时候呢会忽略，或者是说导致我良好的家庭生活的品质或者经营呢受到一些的影响。
So oftentimes as a result on demands of the ministry or the service and focus, there might have been minor impact on the quality of or managing of our family lives.
有时候当太太要跟我讨论和安排生活上一些重要的事情的时候呢，我总是好像少了耐心哦，去专心听她讲什么。
And so oftentimes my wife asks or want to discuss certain important things in life, I sometimes lack the patience to be a good listening ear.
有时也少了一点的时间说去陪他或是说帮他做家务。
And sometimes, lack of time to actually accompany her or to help her with housework.
虽然有点的渊源，但是我谢谢他的体谅。
But I thank her, for her thoughtfulness.
也感恩他能够经常的为我来做这个祷告，让我在服事上能够更专注。
I thank her for her continue to pray for me that will be, really continue to be focused on this service.
而且有时候，比如说我答应了我的大女儿说啊，我要协助她去处理一些紧急的事情。
And sometimes I promise my older daughter to actually help her deal with some urgent matters.
但是有时候可能因为在服事上了，而耽误了一段的时间才去帮她处理。
But oftentimes, again, because of the demands of the service, things are held up, only taken care of after a period of time.
还有偶尔呢，有时候就是说，小女儿去补习了，星期六下午完成补习了，要载她回来的时候，那是因为教会有事要做，所以每有几次都晚了去接她回来。
And for my younger daughter, sometimes on Saturday afternoons, late and picking up from tuition because of again demands of service and church. Sometimes in the afternoon.
很感恩，谢谢他们的包容，能够让我能够在服事上够更专注。
And again, I want to thank them for their tolerance, the consideration, the forbearance, so that I'll be focused, remain focused on the service.
很感恩的时候，在我忙碌的时候呢，我的大女儿跟小女儿有时候会买一个饮料啦、食物来去孝敬我这个老人家。
And oftentimes, I want to thank my daughters. You know, sometimes they'll bring drinks and snacks to cheer me on during my periods of service.
也感恩他们现在呢，每一个人都在教会的各个事工上有参与这个服事。
And again, really thankful that each of them is involved in service in church.
他们参与接待组，参与音响，参与儿童诗班等等。
Or whether it's welcoming new friends, be in the PA's crew or children's choir.
弟兄姐妹们，侍奉他呢，也是表示做一种呢，开放自己的生命来被上帝来去塑造。
Again, brothers and sisters, to serve it signifies surrendering our lives to be molded and transformed by God.
然后呢，来去成为和他所用的器皿。
To be true instruments in His hand to fulfill His good purpose.
因为这个过程呢，其实是充满恩典，但是也是挑战的。
Because this arduous process indeed will bring about equal a blessing as well as challenges.
因为有很多事情会发生，导致你说，哎，我要侍奉的时候，又突然有事情发生，导致你没有办法能够专注于是侍奉。
Because oftentimes you'll be distracted along the way as you try to focus on service, that you have other things happening that might take your time away.
有时候我们说我们要立志，我们说要去做在神面前做证，说我要去侍奉耶和华，但是我们也可能会有跌倒、迷失或者是背离他的时候。
And oftentimes in this ongoing life journey, having will to act, even if you are willed or determined to act, will fall, will get lost, or we might actually turn our back on him as well.
但是弟兄姐妹们，当我们所选择决定说我和我家要侍奉耶和华上帝的时候呢？
But brothers and sisters, when we commit ourselves and our household to serve God, our Lord,
我们可能会面对各种的挑战，可能我们会可能失败跌倒。
Perhaps we would face some challenges, we might fall, we might fail.
但是只要我们愿意也努力所去遵循上帝的话语跟教导呢，他必定赐下足够的恩典跟能力给我们去侍奉他和经历他。Amen.
As long as we are willing to work to obey his words and his teaching, he will grant us sufficient grace and strength for us to continue to serve him. Amen.
就算面对各种的险境、困难和陷阱呢，他都能带领我们脱离，因为他从不令我们失望。
So irrespective of the perils, the hardships, or difficulties we might face along the way, He would come about and bring about our rescue because He will never fail us.
所以呢，今天我鼓励在座的每一位，我们都能够在上帝的面前做这个作证或者立约。
And this morning, I want to encourage each and every one of our brothers and sisters to make this choice, make this decision.
我们能够勇敢、有信心的来去做这个选择跟决定，说。我和我家必定侍奉耶和华。
To courageously make this call, to make this decision with faith that my household and I will serve the Lord.
然后呢，在家庭里呢，能够带领家人，能够一起的活出为他而活的信仰的生活。
And in our family as well, to live out this living for Him, this life of faith together with our family members.
这个时候，我要请弟兄姐妹们，我们用一段的时间来去闭上我们的眼睛。
And I want to invite our brothers and sisters to perhaps close our eyes.
我们可以用这段时间来跟神做一个立约，说神啊，我愿意在你的面前今天跟你说，我和我家必定侍奉耶和华。
Take this opportunity to make a covenant with God that my household and I will serve you.
我们在侍奉他的时候，我们可能会担心害怕。 可以不可以做到。
Perhaps sometimes we fear whether we will be able to prevail in this service that we have.
我们可能会担心说，我怎么去带领我的家人一起来侍奉他呢？
And we perhaps are concerned, how do I go about bringing my family members to come and serve him?
但是弟兄姐妹们，
brothers and sisters,
不要害怕，
do not be afraid,
不要担心。
And do not be concerned.
我们就将我们自己和家人交托在神的手中。
We commit ourselves, our family members, into God's hands.
我们跟神说，求你给我们力量，给我们这个能力。
And we pray God to give us strength.
让我和我的家都能够在你面前来去侍奉你。
That my family, my household, and I are able to serve you before you.
我们有各样的险境。
And we have different venues.
我们可能面对各种的困难和挑战。
And perhaps we might face different challenges, different difficulties.
但我相信你都能够带领我们脱离。
But we trust that, Lord, you bring about our rescue.
因为呢，他从不令我们失望。
Because he has never failed us.
他会帮助我们。
He will continue to help us.
这时候我们要请菲菲艺术团队来为我们唱首回应诗歌，他从不令我失望。
And then invite Fei Fei Choir to sing this hymn for us.
当他们在唱的时候，我们就来去默想，来去跟神做个决定。
And then when they sing this hymn, let's reflect on the verses and this promise and position we have with God.
弟兄姐妹们，我们除了掌声之外，
and again, a round of applause for the sisters. And in addition to that,
今天我也想带领我们在座的每一个人在上帝面前作证。
And I want to invite all of us here in the presence of God to make this commitment.
我邀请大家，如果你愿意说要选择侍奉耶和华的，我们一同来讲三次。
And if you're willing to make this commitment, that each of us will say this three times.
就是简单的一句话，至于我和我家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。
That simple verse, as for me and my household, I will serve the Lord.
如果你愿意的话，就今天就跟我一起开口讲这句话，讲三次。
And if you're willing, you're so willing, please say this out loud three times together with me.
好，我们一起 来讲。
Let's do this together.
我也邀请大家可以带着信心勇敢跟神说，我至于我和我家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。
To say this courageously, to say this with faith, as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord.
如果你还没有决定好，可以不用讲。
But if you have not actually decided, you do not have to do this.
因为我不要勉强。
This is not something that should be forced upon.
因为你可能以后要有所预备。
And this is something you have to prepare for.
如果你决定好了，我鼓励大家跟我一起来做这个约定。
But if you have made this choice, I certainly invite you to say this together with me.
来，第一次。
First.
至于我和我家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。感谢主。第二次。至于我和我家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。第三次。 至于我和我家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。让我们一起来祷告。Let's
pray.
亲爱的父神，Dear
Father,
感谢你。Want
to thank you.
今天透过约书亚的经文，And
through the passage of Joshua this morning,
让我们能够在你面前能够可以做出一个立约。And
we'll be able to make this covenant with the passage.
或者我们也愿意摆上。
And they're willing to surrender ourselves.
来让我和我家呢来去侍奉耶和华你。
That we allow myself, our household, to serve you.
父神，我们知道这是一个不容易的一个决定。
Heavenly Father, we know that this is not an easy decision.
我们每一个人都要付上代价来去带领我们的家人一同来去侍奉你。
Because there's certainly cost involved to bring about each of our family members to serve you.
但是我们感恩看到很多的弟兄姐妹们都在你的面前说，愿意我和我家必定侍奉耶和华你。But
we thank you, we are thankful, Lord, and the Lord brothers and sisters are willing to say, able to say this, as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord.
恳求你赐给我们力量。We
Lord, we pray that you grant us strength.
赐给我们信心。
Grant us faith.
赐给我们智慧。
Grant us wisdom.
在带领我们家人来去敬拜侍奉你的时候，
that when we lead our household to come serve you,
我们都能够坚持到底，
that we were able to persist to the end,
让我们都能够带着平安欢喜开的心能够一起来去侍奉你，
that we will be able to come serve you, Lord, with a joyful and peaceful heart.
如此祷告祈求交托，
and all this we commit and pray,
乃是奉我们主耶稣宝贵名求的，
in the most precious and holy name.
Amen. 谢谢。
Thank you.
我们现在以奉献来回应神的话，你们可以用 QR 码的方式来奉献，或者是你们可以在离开门口那边，也有奉献箱，可以现金的方式来奉献。